Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Taghlidhi Tahreemir Riba, the chapter on the severe prohibition of interest. Now we find that when it comes to the rights of others and respecting others and taking care of others, one way of doing people, harming people, hurting people, is taking advantage of people. Sometimes people may be in a financial situation, they're not so well off. They may require to borrow money, they may require loans, they may require some type of credit. But one way to harm the poor, to make the poor poorer, to make the rich richer, to create an imbalance in society, is to introduce this aspect of interest, usury in society. Islam is so beautiful that, in other words, if a person is poor, compassion should be shown to him, love should be shown to him. He should be given money, not money should be taken from him. And if money is lent to him, then he should be made to repay the same amount, not be made to repay more. Because now this is not compassion. This is actually making money out of a poor person. So this is the beauty of Islam, is that it takes care of the rights of every person to such an extent that even the poor person also, don't put him into a predicament. Therefore you find so many people, just a simple example, so many people, they're still paying, nearly their whole lives they're paying that bond off on the house. Every month they're paying and paying and paying, and if they look to see what they bought that house for and how much they paid already, you'll realize that how much extra they're paying. And yet they are simple people, people that can barely live hand to mouth, and so many millions are like that throughout the world. They are still paying and paying and paying towards their bonds, towards their cars, towards the household items that they have purchased on interest. And Islam, what Islam says, cut it out from the root. There's no need, there's no allowance for this. That one person who's financially strong is financially able to take advantage of that person who is poor. So this is the beauty of Islam. It tries to strengthen the community and don't try and create an imbalance. Another reason ulama create is that this creates some types of monopoly over goods, where people who've got the money, they got the funds, they're able to monopolize the whole market, take care of the market, and now they start selling on credit. So now they are in charge of the market. How? By bringing in, introducing interest. Another thing ulama explain is that generosity will cease to exist in the hearts of men, let alone assisting others. People will begin to compete for wealth and power on an unprecedented level if only usury and interest was permissible. The next explanation, that instead of being merciful to the poor, money lenders will seek to exploit the misfortune of the poor for their own selfish interest. The next reason is, the result of indulging in interest is one develops such greed for wealth that he cannot distinguish between good and evil. Now that greed grows and grows because of getting involved in interest, that a person can't even distinguish between good and evil. He just wants to grow it and grow it and grow it. There's money sitting in an account. Sometimes he doesn't even have access, sometimes he doesn't even see that money. He doesn't even look at the money. It's all sitting in electronic format in that account. But he just wants to see on the computer there that balance is increasing and increasing. Not concerned and not interested in how many poor people's money has to come in so that he can just see the figures increasing on his computer. The next is, as the Quran Sharif mentions, interest dealings decrease the rest of wealth because Allah Ta'ala's blessings are withdrawn from it. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. That if a person wants his wealth to just be wiped out like that, the thing he needs to do is get involved in interest. Before he knows it, he doesn't know where that money is gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away that barakat. Allah Pak will take away the barakat. It doesn't mean that physical money has to go, but the barakat of that money disappears. Why? Because the person is involved in interest. قال الله تعالى الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات إلى قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا. Allah Pak says, those who devour interest will not stand on the day of Qiyamah except like the standing of a person whom Shaitan has confounded with his touch. These people will be in such a state that they will be looking like drunk people, like how a person has been touched with Shaitan. Shaitan has touched such a person. And what is the reason for this? This is because they say trading is like usury. What they do is they draw a comparison to try and justify what they do. This is another sickness that comes in when there's a lot of greed and when there's the love of dunya in the heart. It's a person tries and justifies. So yeah, Allah Pak is saying how these people are justifying this interest that they are taking. He's saying this is because trading is like usury. They're not saying this usury is like trading. What they're saying, he's doing business, this is like usury. So in other words, we are doing something like it's just like business. So trading, doing business is like usury. Whereas Allah Pak has permitted trading, but there's a big difference. Allah Pak has permitted trading and prohibited usury interest. So one who receives the admonition from his sustainer and abstains from devouring interest shall not be punished for the past, and his affair for Allah Ta'ala is to judge. And whoever returns to interest, to usury, are the dwellers of the fire. They shall abide therein forever. Allah Pak will destroy interest and will increase charity. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. If a person wants to increase his wealth and increase the barakat in his wealth, the recipe is here. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Give more sadaqah, give more charity, take more out. That would increase the wealth that a person has, increase the barakat in the wealth that he has. And he wants to destroy the barakat, what he must do? He has to get involved in interest. Allah Pak save us. So anyway, the ayat of the Quran goes on to say, and Allah Pak is not pleased with the ungrateful sinners. Those who believe, do good deeds, establish salah and give zakah, will have their reward with their sustainer. On them shall be no fear, nor will they grieve. O believers, Allah Pak is saying, O believers, fear Allah and forsake with what remains of interest if you are believers. Forsake whatever remains of interest if you are believers. What had happened when the law of riba and interest had come, then whatever interest was taken before that, whatever was a person had devoured, a person had consumed before the law had come down, the person was not asked now to go and return that amount. In other words, you took so much interest from this person, go and return it. No. When the law came, now moving forward, nobody could get involved. It was not permissible for a person moving forward to get involved in interest. We'll just do one hadith and we'll finish off. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akil al-riba wa mukilahu, rawahu Muslim wa Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cursed the one who takes in usury, who takes interest, and the one who gives it. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullahi and others add the word and the one who witnesses it and the one who records it. So serious this interest is, then the one who takes it, the one who gives it, the one who witnesses it, and the one who records it are cursed. Now imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Pak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the one. Now imagine, we all want the du'as and we want the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cursing the one who takes interest, who gives interest, who witnesses it, and who records it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. You see the pious of the past, they were so careful not to unjustly take anybody's money in a wrong way. Even if it means small, petty amounts, they were so careful. In Mufti Shafi Sahib Ghaliban mentioned this incident in Ma'riful Quran, that there was one pious person, he went to visit one friend of his. It was in the evening, and this friend of his was very, very ill, very sick. He was on his deathbed. So when he went to visit him, whilst he was there, that friend of his had passed away. So immediately what he did, there was a lamp burning. In those days, they didn't have lights and electricity like us. There was a oil lamp burning there with oil and a wick inside that was burning. So what he did was immediately he blew it off. He switched it off. And then somebody that was there, he said, please quickly go and buy some oil and get a wick and come. So the people were a little bit surprised that why did he do this? Whoever was there, it was a lamp that was burning. It was at night. So immediately he put it off. He sent somebody else now and he took out the money and he said, go and buy it and bring it. And then he put that new light on. So they asked him, Hazrat, why did you do this? So he said, let me explain to you something. That when that light was burning, so long as this man was alive, it was his money that was getting utilized. So there was no problem. It was his money that was being utilized. And the moment this man's eyes closed, that wick also and that oil also didn't belong to him. It belonged to his heirs. How can we use the wealth of the heirs without their permission? All the heirs are not here. We can't use their wealth without their permission. But the moment this man's eyes closed, there were new owners to this. We can't use something that belongs to other people without their permission. This is how careful they were as far as the wealth of others are concerned. Even that petty thing like a wick and oil, they didn't want to use it. Why? It belonged to somebody else. So this is how a Muslim thinks. He takes care of the wealth of the next person. He doesn't think of devouring it. He doesn't think of taking advantage of anybody. But rather he sees how he can be of benefit and help people. May Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.